listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, take a deep breath and get ready to de-stress. Avoid AEP burnout with our helpful tips. Stress relief tips to get you through AEP, written by Lily Joins. With less than 2 months to take advantage of Medicare's biggest selling season, you undoubtedly feel a lot of pressure to be productive during the annual enrollment period. We've put together some ideas to manage your stress and avoid burnout during your busy season. 1. Take care of yourself. It's easy to feel like production numbers are all that matters during AEP. However, neglecting your basic health needs like eating, sleeping, and exercise can have extremely detrimental effects on your body. The Mayo Clinic offers these guidelines for maintaining your body's energy levels and immune system. Make time for 10 to 20 minutes of quiet reflection or meditation each day. Exercise for 30 minutes daily. Get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. And be sure you're eating lots of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains every day. Once you've taken care of the essentials, you can dive deeper into understanding your own stress and finding long-term ways to manage it. For example, think about what frustrated you last enrollment season. Maybe it was spotty Wi-Fi or long commutes to appointments. Then, brainstorm how you can avoid those issues this year. Keep a record of your successes in a gratitude journal and read it whenever you feel like things aren't going well. Alternatively, you could create red and green jars or boxes and put notes in each about what went well and what didn't. Be sure to hang on to either project so you can remember what worked best or which mistakes to avoid come next busy season. Try to avoid negative self-talk habits, like catastrophizing and all-or-nothing thinking. You may have some unsuccessful appointments or bad days, but it doesn't mean you're a complete failure at your job. Keep sending yourself positive thoughts in times of stress. And if you're looking for some positive self-talk tips, we've got the link to a great article from the American Heart Association in our show notes. 2. Work smarter. If you spent time preparing for AEP, reviewing CMS rules, learning new plan details, and organizing leads, you can feel confident that you're off to a good start. So now that you're here, try to resist the urge to work constantly by maintaining a defined schedule. According to a 2014 Gallup poll, 48% of workers who frequently use their phone for email outside of normal work hours reported experiencing stress for a lot of the day yesterday. Allow yourself to wait until the next morning before responding to messages you get later at night. You can save time by drafting standard written responses for client communications, such as thank you notes to send after an appointment. And don't forget to stock up on supplies as well. Enrollment kits, printer ink, folders, and pens. Even the little things can cause a breakdown when you're already feeling stressed. Consider hiring extra administrative help if you have the funds. Get a secretary who can answer calls, organize your sales materials, and set follow-up appointments. If you have an agency, designate a crisis manager to deal with issues requiring immediate attention. Establishing these roles will make you more efficient and help you appear more professional to your clients. Can't afford extra hands? Schedule an administrative day once a week where you can catch up on paperwork, schedule appointments, and plan for upcoming meetings. Budgeting and compensation can also be stressful during AEP. CMS rules mandate that all sales made during open enrollment won't be paid out until January when new plans take effect. If your scope of appointment allows, be sure to cross-sell ancillary products for a faster payday. Finally, consider starting or joining an agent support group, even if it's just on Facebook or a small group text message. You can also check out our Agent Survival Guide forum and contribute to the conversation with other agents. 3. Utilize technology. When every enrollment counts, your stress levels are bound to reflect your understanding of carrier and consumer tools. When available, use e-apps to ensure greater accuracy and avoid having to redo applications because of poor handwriting or missing information. Familiarize yourself with the software features beforehand so you're comfortable during an appointment. After a sale, encourage your clients to download their insurer's mobile app so they have easy access to benefits summaries and member ID information. You should still be available to answer questions about their new coverage, but the mobile app should be able to answer the basics. Worried about commuting to appointments? Download a navigation app like Google Maps or Waze to more accurately predict how long it will take you to get there. Waze allows you to schedule a trip ahead of time, then they send you a notification alerting you when it's time to leave. You can also lighten the mood of your commute by changing the Waze navigation voice. Featured celebrities have included Morgan Freeman, Shaquille O'Neal, Colonel Sanders, and Darth Vader, to name a few. And if it's a longer drive than normal, download a few episodes of this podcast to keep you company in the car. Four, last but not least, have some fun. It's important to take a timeout once in a while during AEP to avoid burnout. According to the Mayo Clinic, simply laughing can have significant short and long-term effects on improving stress. Laughter can stimulate breathing, reset your stress response, ease muscle tension, improve your immune system, and elevate your mood. So go ahead, treat yourself to a little fun this AEP. We've got a few guilt-free ideas to get you started. Just be sure you use them as a reward for working hard and not as a way to procrastinate. Indulge in an entertainment break, watch a movie, or go out for a drink with friends. Practice a hobby or gain the satisfaction of completing a small project you can finish in a couple of hours, but maybe save bathroom demo for another day. Find some inner peace. Go for a hike, take a nap, do yoga, or simply leave your phone on silent for an hour. Play with a pet. Numerous studies have supported the positive healing effects of animals on stress relief. According to a report by Harvard Medical School, spending time with a pet can lower blood pressure, improve psychological well-being, and boost self-esteem. If you have an agency, plan fun events for your staff, like happy hour or a yoga class. Bringing in food, specifically pizza, has also been proven to boost employee productivity. While AEP is certainly an important time to be productive and work hard, too much stress will only leave you feeling burnt out and wanting to quit. Incorporate some of our strategies to work smarter and take advantage of technology to expedite the client side of things. But don't forget to show yourself a little TLC, too. Pay attention to your basic health needs, and don't forget to turn off once in a while and have some fun. After all, you deserve it. If you'd like to learn more about the strategies and tips we mentioned in this episode, we've got the links to it all in our show notes. If you like what you heard here today, subscribe to the show to make sure you don't miss out on any of our new episodes. You can do that in every app that you listen to our podcast on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. Just hit that subscribe button. Some apps might call it following, some call it liking. No matter what the verbiage, it doesn't cost a thing to subscribe. It's just you telling us that you want to know when we publish a new episode, and then that episode will automatically be downloaded to your podcast app of choice. Then, depending on your device settings, you can even set it up so you get a notification every time we publish that new episode. So take a moment and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next episode.